Just Curious.
Welcome to Just Curious Media. This is Let's Talk Movies, and I'm Jason Connell. On the show today, I'm joined by special guest, Sal Rodriguez.
Hey, Jason. Thank you for having me. It's good to be here.
My pleasure, sir. It's great to have you back for this special part two of seven of the origin story of Let's Talk Movies.
Yeah, I like it. And I'd forgotten all about it. That's how long ago it was. This has become now urban folklore.
Yeah, 2019. Old school.
Oh, I was so young. Yeah, you brought it back.
You were young.
No, because I get so wrapped up in what's currently happening as far as how the website looks today, what shows are there right now, versus things that kind of came and kind of went, ideas. I'm wondering if maybe there are some other shows at this point that I've forgotten about that were on the roster.
Yeah, we did another one, which I'll save. But since this show, Movie Matters, morphed into Let's Talk Movies,
yes,
and we talked about it on the last episode, so we're not going to try to rehash all of that. We're picking up where we left off.
Sure.
We're basically going down this, you know, memory lane, if you will. I produced seven episodes of a show called, there's the logo, which looks very familiar, Movie Matters. And it was short form. And it was me exploring movies that I love, but then I was really craving the connectivity in the long form, especially during the pandemic, and Movie Matters moved over and it became Let's Talk Movies, and we started doing the scene-by-scene breakdowns that had become so popular on Let's Talk Cobra Kai. So the last episode we talked about, first episode on Movie Matters, which was To Live and Die in L.A., this would have been episode two, and we're going to play it at the end of this, talking with you and me. We are going to play it, me doing an episode, younger podcaster, reading a script, have the passion and, you know, the insight from these movies, but I was a much greener podcaster, especially reading something. At that point in time, I'd never done an individual show. It's a different act, Sal. It was all training wheels and learning and becoming better. But it's fun to go back and look at yourself. And I just wanted those episodes to live in the Just Curious Media universe, because they have not been in the last several years. They've been dormant.
Now that you mention it, you were such a young pup then. Do you have video? Is there video associated with these?
No, there was no video. I was
You probably
just
had like a different
audio.
Haircut and everything.
Oh, totally different haircut, for sure.
Different glasses.
Yep, different glasses. No booth. No, I was just winging it. I was like in a bedroom and sounds bouncing off the walls. I hear it now and I'm like, oh my gosh. I hear a fridge in the background.
Oh no, like a leaf
blower. I hear it all. I hear it all. But at the time I was just learning. So,
well, you've gotten more, I would say, particular. Your standards have only increased and heightened. You have not laxed or gone lax on standards, audio standards. You have not. You've only gotten a little more rigid of maintaining a certain standard. So yeah, true, you would not allow yourself to get away with that today.
But it says a lot to put it out there.
It does.
You
it
know?
Does
so
say.
There you go. We got to be proud of who we are
you
and
know,
who
you're
we were.
You're sticking your chin
then.
Out there.
Yeah. So episode two, Movie Matters, was Risky Business, 1983. I recorded the episode November 18th, 2019, released it one day later, fast turnaround, because the running time was 5 minutes and 47 seconds. And that may not sound like a lot, Sal, but I still edited because I was reading a script and sometimes you read a line twice. And to me, it was just practice and learning and becoming better at your craft. And for that, I'm proud of. I was also proud of the episode and I love the movie, but it did become an episode on Let's Talk Movies because I revisited a lot of the same movies. Not all, we'll get into that, but it was episode six on Let's Talk Movies, the scene-by-scene breakdown. I had Brian Beasley, a great contributor and great special guest to the show. We recorded it July 27th, 2020, and the running time was an hour and 57 minutes. So big jump up there. Yeah. And we really got into Risky Business. I highly recommend checking that out, as well as the episode we're going to play shortly.
And Jason, let me just give my testimonial. I really enjoyed that episode with you and Brian. I thought you guys did a great job. I listened to it as sort of an outsider because I don't have much. well, I saw the movie when I was a kid in the movie theater, and then I move along with my life. So I hadn't revisited it for a very long time.
It's too bad.
And it was just really interesting to hear two guys, two friends, talk about the movie, how they relate to it, how their experiences tie into it, bringing up all kinds of cool trivia that I never knew about. So yeah, I really did enjoy that episode. Shout out to Brian. You guys did a great job.
Thank you so much. And that is probably why I changed the name, because it's Let's Talk Movies. It's not just me doing a solo show, although I can do solo shows and Let's Talk Movies. But I think I liked that. It's a conversation, and a conversation can take something short and expand upon it, and you can go places you didn't plan on. And yeah, that was a great episode. I actually had the luxury and the pleasure of meeting Rebecca De Mornay, who is Lana in the movie, years later at a party. And I was there and I'm like, OMG, there is like a childhood crush of mine. We had a great conversation about the movie industry. I kept it together. I was super cool, Sal. You wouldn't have known, inner child of myself would have been like freaking out. But she was so gracious, and it was just kind of, wow, one of those, a Hollywood moment, right? A Hollywood moment indeed. So Sal, before we play the episode from the archives, why don't you tell fans how they can become a supporter of the show Let's Talk Movies?
I really like what you've done with the website, Jason. So everyone should visit justcuriousmedia.com, the mothership, as I call it, our homepage. Very efficient and tight. It's got a tight look, tighter than it was before. I thought it couldn't get any tighter. Now it's tighter. Yeah. Scroll on down to all the various logos. We have six logos, including Let's Talk Jaws. There it is. Our newest show, right? Is that the newest show?
Another spinoff from Movie Matters to Let's Talk Movies. Well, actually, Let's Talk Cobra Kai to Movie Matters to Let's Talk Movies to now a spinoff of Let's Talk Jaws. We didn't bring that up last episode, so great job there. Yeah, we have one episode out. Let's Talk Jaws is live.
Well, because we're coming up on the, what is it, 50th anniversary?
50th. It will be 50 years next year.
Crazy. There's a lot of heat on Jaws right now, and we are riding that wave. Looking forward to more Let's Talk Jaws, and there it is. So you scroll down to...
I wouldn't be born for 10 years until Jaws came out, so...
I wasn't even around. I wasn't around. My dad was in Vietnam at the time. Click on the Let's Talk Movies tab or logo or icon or button, whatever you want to say. Click on that, and it'll show you the various ways to help support the show. And not only one show that you might love, but also ways to support the entire Just Curious Media Institute, right? I like the word institute. Right? Like, is there a way for them to support all the shows at once?
No, they have to do them individually, unfortunately.
Okay, got it. So you can support each individual show, but you can do it from that same page, which you click on each show, take you to that page.
Yeah, and there's a couple spots on there to do so, at the very bottom as well, which it says...
Support Let's Talk Movies, donate now, click on that. Or if you miss that exit... Next exit along the freeway, help us create even more great content. I actually like that line a lot because it's forward thinking. It's not only help us with what we're doing today, which we need, but hey, we're here and we're looking toward the future. So more to come. Help us create even more great content for the future. Support the
great
show.
Great subjective, but I went ahead and put it in there.
Okay.
I want to be positive.
It's being optimistic. It is. It's
very optimistic.
Click on that. Support the show. Takes you to the page. And there are the various ways to support Let's Talk Movies.
Yes. So I hope everyone enjoys Movie Matters Episode 2, which is...
Risky Business.
Welcome to Just Curious Media. This is Movie Matters, and I'm Jason Connell. Today I'm talking about Risky Business, the 1983 coming-of-age film that launched Tom Cruise to stardom and was written and directed by Paul Brickman. Its 6.8 rating on IMDb and its 96% on Rotten Tomatoes. So this film is such a personal favorite of mine, and I revisit it quite often. So now, the plot may sound a bit immature. A virgin teenager falls for a hooker, crashes his dad's Porsche into Lake Michigan, and must become a pimp for a night to pay for the repairs. Now, despite the fact that it's about teenagers, this film is very much made for adults, as it covers themes such as materialism, loss of innocence, coming of age, capitalism. Brickman even credited Bernardo Bertolucci's The Conformist, 1970, as a huge influence on the film. Quote, I thought, why can't you present that as a film for youth and aspire to that kind of style and still have humor in it? That was the test, to meld a darker form of filmmaking with humor. Tone is what I wanted to play with. And I must say, I believe Brickman absolutely achieved his vision with an incredibly smart screenplay,
great performances, wonderful cinematography, and a timeless score by Tangerine Dream. Now, as for the stars, Tom Cruise was not only perfectly cast, he was electric in this role, playing Joel Goodson. Notice the pun on the last name. He was cast in this film while he was making Francis Ford Coppola's The Outsiders in Tulsa, Oklahoma, my hometown, and he was going back and forth to LA to read for the director, who initially didn't want him because he saw him in Taps and said, "That guy's a killer. Go be in Amityville Horror 3, but not in my movie." But the casting director stuck with it, kept presenting Tom Cruise, and eventually he got the role. Thank goodness. Of course, probably the most iconic scene in the whole film is the underwear dance number in which Tom Cruise comes sliding into frame with Bob Seger's old-time rock and roll. And that entire sequence was improvised, which is amazing. And it would go on to be mocked in many, many things, SNL, commercials, you name it. And Tom Cruise would actually go on to be nominated for a Golden Globe for this role. Now, obviously, in a movie like this, you've got to have a great counterpart, and Rebecca De Mornay is amazing as Lana. And their chemistry was magnetic. Without it, this film does not work. And Paul Brickman got it right. And then you sprinkle in some really good supporting characters like Bronson Pinchot, who you may recognize from Perfect Strangers. He played Balky, a very memorable character. There's also Curtis Armstrong, who played Booger from Revenge of the Nerds. And of course, we cannot forget an incredible performance by Joe Pantoliano, who we all recognize from The Matrix and Sopranos and many movies. But in this film, he plays Guido the Killer Pimp. Besides all the things that Brickman did right, he had a great team behind him. He had producer Steve Tisch, who's co-owner of the New York Giants. He's won 2 Super Bowls. He won an Oscar for producing Forrest Gump. He also had John Avnet, who produced Black Swan, The Mighty Ducks. And it was backed by David Geffen, music mogul, and the Geffen Company. They were able to go make the movie they wanted to make. And this is what happens when good artists are allowed the freedom and the resources to do so. Another thing this film got right was the editing. It was flawless. And of course, it was in great hands with Richard Chu, who won an Oscar for editing Star Wars and was nominated for editing One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. A couple of fun facts. The film was originally called White Boys Off the Lake. According to Brickman, the studio disliked this title as they felt it sounded like an off-Broadway play. Thank goodness they changed the name. And not only changed the name, they came up with a perfect name, in my opinion. Also, at the big house party scene at the end, if you watch it in slow-mo and you watch very closely, you will see a very young Nicolas Cage, Jason Gedrick from Iron Eagle, and Megan Mullally from Will and Grace. And Sean Penn visited Tom Cruise on set one day, and there are scenes where he's actually the passenger in the Porsche, not Bronson Pinchot. And the soundtrack's amazing. Of course, Tangerine Dream, their sequences are unreal, especially Love on a Real Train. Amazing track. And there's other artists as well. You have, of course, Bob Seger, who I already mentioned, Muddy Waters, Talking Heads, Prince, Phil Collins. It's definitely worth listening to. So I highly recommend watching this movie for the first time or revisiting it. And please feel free to tell me what you think. You can contact me directly through our Instagram, which is movie_matters. So thank you so much for listening, and I'd greatly appreciate it if you could subscribe, rate, and review the show wherever you get your podcast. And you can also stream every episode, as well as our other shows, from our website, which is just curiousmedia.com. So without further ado, please enjoy Risky Business.